Talking Business on Radio Q. My next guest is Les Williamson, Area Vice President, Sales and Service for Citrix, Australia and New Zealand. G'day, Les.
G'day, Alan. Fantastic to be here.
Yeah, great. Well, Citrix obviously is a data business, internet data business?
A software company playing in the security application and data space. Yeah, been around for about 20-odd years.
So it's all changing in your business at the moment. With there's the European regulation of GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation, and it's not the only one doing that, is it?
No, there's plenty of change going on, particularly in the area of security and consumer and customer data, and that's particularly where this GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation, is coming about. Comes into place in May next year. And the European Union is certainly at the forefront of putting some legislation and quite onerous requirements on every company that transacts or holds any data of a European Union citizen.
So sum it up for us.
Well, in effect, if you either transact or hold any data of anyone that's registered in the European Union, you are on notice that if there is a breach of that data, within 72 hours you have to inform said individual. Upon the individual's contact to your company, they can request that all their data is immediately erased. I call it the right to be forgotten. So the European Union citizen will be the first citizen that can actually ring up a company and say, I would like to be forgotten by your organisation, which basically means all customer data, whether it's been directly given to your company or whether it's implied through some of the algorithms you use or third-party companies, all that data has to be collected and erased.
Do you reckon it's a good idea to be forgotten?
Look, it's a personal choice, and I think in these day and age, maybe it is convenient to be forgotten at some stage. But I think more seriously, it's certainly going to some lengths to protect the individuals right around their personal data. And you know, there's been plenty of talk around personal data, particularly in the European Union and the US, and you know, just about every country.
Well, the thing that springs to mind is Facebook and perhaps Google. Because obviously everyone using Facebook is giving them tons of data about themselves.
I think there will be plenty of people on the inside and on the advisory outside of very large customer data organisations like that that will have their fingers and eyes and legalities well and truly across the GDPR regulations. And there'll be a lot of work going on for companies like that. But basically, like I said, any company that transacts or holds European Union citizen data needs to be aware of this. So it's not a catastrophic call to action, but it's certainly something particularly Australian small to medium enterprises really need to look into.
And what are the penalties if they don't do it?
Well, they're quite substantial, Alan. I mean, anything from sort of, you know, the regulatory slap on the wrist, up to about 4% of global revenue can be an inferred fine for either lack of transparency of the customer data, i.e. not being able to present it upon request, or like I mentioned before, within 72 hours if there's been a data breach and you haven't informed those people, up to 4% of global revenue. Now, for some sizable companies, that's a hell of a lot of money.
Crikey, certainly is.
Yeah, so you'd want to be having a look at the regulations and, again, you know, it really pays to be prepared. Now, it's May next year. That still gives Australian companies plenty of time to put in some plans of action about how they might address it. My first advice would be to get your head across it, get people in your company to work out some information sources that they trust and understand, to really understand what it means to be. For example, one of the requirements is for any company over 250 employees, you have to have a dedicated person around this data protection role. So, you know, company, 250-odd people, if you transact with the EU, you've got to have a dedicated resource in your company that's sole task and can be called to task to retrieve this data.
Does it also apply to employee data?
Absolutely. So it's not just whether it's a customer and goods and services transaction, but if you've got a subsidiary, so again, looking from an Australian context, if you've got European Union citizens working in an office in any part of the EU, applies exactly for that internal corporate data as well.
And what about in Australia? Is there any sign that we're doing the same thing?
Yeah, an interesting question. Look, obviously there's a lot of talk, particularly in Parliament, around security, around data breaches and around customer data. We haven't signalled yet where we're going to go from a regulatory perspective beyond the current Privacy Act. Singapore were probably first out of the blocks. They were about 4 years they legislated. Now the European Union, but no, there's no timeline for what Australia will do. But I'd suggest, given that the EU is our third largest trading bloc, and we do some 45 billion euro of transaction, you know, between the two blocks, and particularly with some of the changes with Brexit and the US, a fair trade agreement is going to happen between the EU, you know, down the end of the year. That's just going to increase our interaction with EU. So I think the Australian government would be well across, you know, the GDPR.
When I Googled GDPR and Australia...
What else did you get?
Well, no. Apart from Google keeping my data as to what I was doing.
Yep, they know.
No, but you go to a site on the government website where they say they talk about GDPR and they refer to the idea, or they say in there that the GDPR is the same as or equivalent to the Australian Privacy Act of 1988, which I found slightly amusing.
Yeah,
in that I don't believe that for a minute.
Yeah, I'm not going to cast too many dispersions on the Australian Privacy Act, but I would suggest that that's a fairly standard response of any new regulations that are coming out.
The implication
out.
Was, oh, no, we don't have to do anything. We're covered. It's, you know, the 1988 Privacy Act. Yeah. Come on.
Again, I'll let the Australian government and the Privacy Act speak for its part, but, you know, rest assured, I mean, that was written a long time ago. And certainly if major trading blocks are starting to bring in these regulations, I mean, Australia's going to have to keep up with the pace.
So what do companies have to do in order to make sure that they are in tune with either whether it's just Europe or whether it comes into Australia eventually?
Yeah, look, a few calls to action, particularly, again, just for Australian companies. Again, on the smaller side, I think the larger companies, you know, our knowledge and other, you know, technology vendors that are across this and looking at this in detail would know that the larger end of town have got their fingers in this. I think if you're a small to medium business, if you transact, like I said, first of all, get some information sources that you trust. I'd start to collate a bit of information around it, and then, you know, engage, you know, technology companies like ourselves that have some security practices that operate, you know, globally in this area, and we'd be more than happy to discuss that. But I'd really find some of those trusted partners out there.
But what are you selling that will help companies deal with this stuff?
Oh, look, we're part of the solution, but specifically we allow customers to access any data from any device securely and protect data sovereignty regulations. So we can actually control who accesses data, what data, from where and when. Makes it easy to collate, makes it easy to protect, makes it easy to keep encrypted and away from those that shouldn't be looking at it.
And do you make it easy to forget?
And we certainly make it easy for people who want to be forgotten to ring up, and with a single click, their data is out.
Oh, so that's right. You can, with your clients that are companies, they're set up so that they can forget a customer's data with a single click.
With the IT security frameworks that we're putting in place, on the inside, as a corporation, your administrator can literally wipe that data extremely effectively.
It's an interesting world we live in, isn't it, Les, when you know, you need to think about, do I want to be forgotten?
It is an interesting question to ponder. In fact, on the way in, I was thinking, yeah, would I want to be one of those people? And look, you never know. And, you know, I look at my 13-year-old and the way she interacts online through her mobile device, the websites, the apps that she's putting some level of data into now. In 10 years, that's going to be a substantial amount of data. And perhaps she may want to modify who's got access to that. I'd certainly want to keep track of who's got access to it. And it's just going to be a different line of inquiry.
Are you going to be able to do that to determine who gets access to your data?
Absolutely.
I mean, because, I mean, it seems to me the idea of forgetting you is a binary. Either your data exists or it's erased, right?
Again, from that particular organisation that you've interacted with.
Precisely, that's right. But yeah. If it's, I mean, I suppose back to Facebook, it's the one that your 13-year-old is going to be interested in is when she's in her mid-20s or 30s or something, and suddenly there's 10 or 15 or 20 years of Facebook data sitting there.
Exactly.
That can be accessed.
And what's really interesting, again, to go back to GDPR, is that it's not just about the direct data that the customer's given the organisation, it's what you've engaged with third-party algorithms, for example, to extrapolate that data, to assume what they may be accessing, assume where they may be going. So it actually goes well beyond just the hard data.
So that has to be erased as well?
That has to be forgotten.
Gee.
Mm.
Well, so because companies obviously do use algorithms to extrapolate and to work out what people might do,
absolutely.
That's got to go as well.
Absolutely.
Huh.
So all that back-end work that companies are now mining, selling openly, you know, it's a tradable commodity. Again, upon request, if I'm an EU citizen and you've transacted with me and I'd like to be forgotten, that has to be erased.
Well, everyone, that's a big new world we're entering and should be quite interesting. Les Williamson, thanks very much for joining us.
Good on you, Alan. Appreciate it.
Les is the Area Vice President, Sales and Service for Citrix Australia and New Zealand.